Narayana namaste cha narum cheva narottamam devim sarasati vyasam tato jayo mudirayat nashta prayasva vadresu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhavatu tamashloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna. So this afternoon, the title or the heading for the lecture today that I was given is To Endure Pain or Change. To Endure Pain or Change, which means we are being given a choice. And this is about life in the material world. There is no pain in the spiritual world. So when we talk about pain, definitely changes can happen everywhere, but pain is not in the spiritual world. So that's here in the material world. We're talking about physical pain and emotional pain also. So this lecture will be based on Bhagavad Gita, chapter 17, text 2. So we can either do what we've been doing or make changes. So the title here, Endure Pain or Change, it's in one sense catchy, it's in one sense very deep. It all depends on how you look at it. When we're doing the same thing over and over, and this is even in the material world, there are some wise sayings, and this is one of them. If we want to get out of illusion, then we shouldn't do the same thing over and over and over and expect that the results are going to be different at some point. So in non-devotee language, it's a rather serious word that's used to describe that. So you'll have to excuse me, but I'll use it as it is. So the definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over and over again and expect different results. So this is words of wisdom which is popular in the secular world, but they are also applicable to life on spiritual plane too. If we choose the same complacent, easy material path over and over again, then the same painful experiences will also occur over and over again. In devotee lingo, we call it chewing the chewed. Actually, when we think about it and go deeper into it, we can actually say that even without remembering, there are times in our past lives that we've done material things that didn't help us, and we're repeating the same thing this lifetime. And it's still not going to help us. So what is the way to break out of this situation? And to tackle it, we will look at Bhagavad Gita, chapter 17, the divisions of faith, and text 2. So we're going to say that, and we'll do a kind of repeat after me kind of way to do it, because that's how it's done in this class. So please repeat after me. Sri Bhagavan Ubacha, Trivida, Bhavati, Shraddha, Dehinam, Sa, Swabhav, Ja, Sadviki, Rajasi, Jeva Tamasi Jeti Tam Shrinu Shri Bhagavanu Bacha Tribida Bhavati Shraddha Dehinam sa swabhavaja Satviki Rajasi Cheva Tamasi Cheti Tam Shrinu Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said.
Supreme Personality of Godhead said.
Please repeat, keep repeating.
Trivida.
Of three kinds.
Bhavati.
Becomes.
Shraddha.
The faith.
Dehinam.
Of the embodied.
Sa.
That.
Swabhavaja,
according to his mode of material nature.
Satviki,
in the mode of goodness.
Rajasi,
in the mode of passion.
Cha,
also.
Eva,
certainly.
Tamasi,
in the mode of ignorance.
Cha,
and
iti,
thus.
Tam,
that.
Shrinu,
hear from me. Translation by
Zibankisi
Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, according to the modes of nature acquired by the embodied soul, one's faith can be of three kinds, in goodness, in passion, or in ignorance. Now hear about this. Please repeat after me. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead said,
according to the modes of nature,
according to the modes of nature,
acquired by the embodied soul,
one's
faith can be of three kinds.
One's faith can be of three kinds.
In goodness,
in
passion,
or
in ignorance.
Now hear about this.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Those who know the rules and regulations of the scriptures, but out of laziness or indolence, give up following these rules and regulations, are governed by the modes of material nature. According to their previous activities in the mode of goodness, passion, or ignorance, they acquire a nature which is of a specific quality. The association of the living entity with the different modes of nature has been going on perpetually. Since the living entity is in contact with material nature, he acquires different types of mentality according to his association with the material modes. But this nature can be changed if one associates with the bona fide spiritual master and abides by his rules and the scriptures. Gradually, one can change this position from ignorance to goodness or from passion to goodness. The conclusion is that blind faith in a particular mode of nature cannot help a person become elevated to the perfectional stage. One has to consider things carefully with intelligence and in the association of a bona fide spiritual master. Thus, one can change his position to a higher mode of nature. Om Agnati Vedanyasya Jnana Jana Shalakaya Chakshyum Mulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurubhaye Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Vayam Rupa Gadama Yam Dadati Swaha Paratikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Peshtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Dinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatyadi Sitarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Rabaita Gadaha Sivashari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead is saying, there are three modes of nature: goodness, passion, and ignorance. And according to how the living entity has lived his or her life, the modes play on the person's consciousness. They adopt a certain kind of mode. Either goodness, or passion, or ignorance, or in some cases, mixtures of two of them. Maybe goodness, passion, or passion, ignorance. For God forbid, all ignorance. The word itself carries a meaning that we know that can't be that good. So, first, Srila Prabhupada says about those who know what's in the scriptures, but don't live according to them. So how does that happen? Well, it happens because of our attachments to some things, material. Material things sometimes can be very enamoring, very attractive. I want this, I want that, I see this person has got this particular nice car, and if I work hard, I'm going to get a car like that. In the color that I like, by the way, not the one that they would use. So then we work hard, and if the Lord wants, we may get that. Or sometimes we can go to some demigod and offer some mode of worship to them and say that we want some material things. So our attachment to the material world and the things in the material world are what gets us in one of these, or maybe sometimes a couple of these three modes of nature. So around us, there are some things that appear to be attractive. But one thing we need to remember, if we go to another higher level of intelligence, we would realize whatever it is that's in the material nature, it's temporary. It doesn't last. Even a Mercedes Benz becomes a lemon. You have to throw it away. And so nothing is permanent. Everything is temporary. So then when the intelligence kicks in its proper situation, we would ask, so why are we dealing with things that are temporary? Everything I worked for, I'm going to get old and find that death is coming, and it means that I'm going to lose everything that I worked for. And I mean I worked hard for. I'm going to lose it all. So, okay, what's the best thing to do? Well, there's no best thing to do, actually. But the next best thing is, let me give some things, legally put down a will and give it to some people that I have a nice connection with. Okay? So that's admitting that I'm living a temporary life, and after a while I'm going to be gone. But even as we make the will to give some things that are in our possession to others of our choice, can we dictate how they're going to use those things? Probably when we have them, we use them very responsibly. But when people usually, especially they get money that they didn't work for, but it's been left to them, how do they normally use it? They buy all kinds of frivolous things. They didn't work hard for it. And after a while, a good bit of the money is spent. So even when we leave directions that the things that in our possession we're going to give to these particular people, we have no say on how they're going to use it. So one Things are not permanent with us. Our bodies are not permanent either, because if they were, then we would have those things all the time. But because death comes, cuts the physical body off. So then we know about God, and we talk about God having so wonderful qualities, loving, strong, famous, owner of everything. So we begin to ask, why is life like that here in the material world, giving all of these things? First of all, we have to understand, and it was nice, I had to come to Krishna consciousness for it to be explained in plain language, that yes, the Lord is very kind, the Lord is very loving, but the place that we are at are the places where those souls who challenged the Lord's authority were put. Which means we are in a place that the Lord wasn't too happy with us when we got put here. In simple language, we are in a house of correction. This is jail. This is a cosmic jail. And so we are here for a period of time. So these bodies, the material bodies, are here temporary. And we have been sentenced to this lifetime. So the lifetime will end. So then again, what happens? Can we go back to a situation? Can we go back to a situation where we don't have to deal with things in a temporary way and also in a suffering condition? The answer is yes. So, when these kind of questions come and we realize we're having a temporary life here, then the question becomes, what's a permanent life without all of these troubles? And that is what Srila Prabhupada has come to explain to us. In this Vaishnava tradition, the goal is to reestablish our connection with the Lord in love. And after leaving this physical body, we leave the material world and go back to the spiritual world. That's where permanent happiness is. That's where old age is absent. That's where death is absent. That's where disease is absent. So then, real life of connection in love with all the other residents and also with the Supreme Personality of Godhead exists. That is the spiritual world. Sri Sri Nitai Gaurachandra on the altar, that's Krishna and his brother. They have come in this Kali Yuga, this age, which is the most difficult of the four ages. We have Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapa Yuga, and Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is the least spiritual. You look around the world, everybody is trying to live a material life, make as much money as possible, and enjoy your senses as possible, as much as possible. In the meantime, death is coming. And so many ways we are being told we have to connect with the Supreme Personality of Godhead more, in so many ways, the demigods are telling us. When people begin to do things against the scriptural rule of law, then warnings are sent. And the warnings are sent in terms of bad weather. You see that there's more prevalence, the prevalence is more of that. All around the world, one country after another, severe weather, floods, earthquakes, people are losing their lives, they're losing their property, and nobody has any solution to them. What happens is that when mankind stays away from the mode of goodness, being good people, and we get into passion and also ignorance, then there has to be the warning from the Lord through his agents, the demigods, that we're not doing the right thing. And so we have to go back to the connection that we need to have with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the connection is a connection of love. And when one loves another person, what do? They think about them all the time. So that is one instruction given by Sri Rupa Goswami to us. Always think about Krishna. Always think about Krishna. Never forget Krishna. As a matter of fact, those who are in love, what do? They do things, nice things for the lover. As a matter of fact, they do things that they know that the lover is going to like very much. That's what they will actually do or give to the lover. So, in order to reestablish a loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we also have to serve by giving things and doing things for the Lord. But what things? We don't know. And so, the Lord sends His representative, the spiritual master, or sometimes He comes Himself, because He does things according to His will, and explains what it is that when we do that He likes, so that we can begin to practice how to do those things to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead and reestablish our love with Him. So, spiritual life, that's what it is. Reestablishment of our loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and understanding that He is the Supreme. Nobody is at His level. So we are insignificant compared to Him and His ability. And so we serve to the best that we can. The great thing about Krishna is that He's also very loving towards His parts and parcels. So when we serve, He serves back. And then there's a nice loving relationship that is established. So material world, even goodness, or for that matter, passion and ignorance, they won't make us totally happy. Goodness, yes, a good person, tolerant, very compassionate, they are there. Those are all very good qualities. But to relate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is a specific way to do it, according to what the Lord and the Lord's devotees, pure devotees, have described. The major thing to do in this particular Kali Yuga is to chant the holy name of the Lord. And that is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. How are we going to know how to relate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? How are we going to know? How does anybody know anything? You have to hear from your authority to tell you, you do like this, these things you avoid, these things you do, and then when you follow, then there is the chance of reestablishing that relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why Srila Prabhupada in his first sentence in the purport is saying, those who know the rules and regulations of the scriptures, but they don't follow those rules, then the modes of material nature will take over. Because we have two choices. Either we are in the spiritual mode or in the material mode. We can't totally get away from the material mode because we have these physical bodies. We have to take care of those. So then Srila Prabhupada describes, we take care of these physical bodies as is necessary. As a matter of fact, one time he made a comment, especially about this country. He said there are some people, they go to the gym, and you can go to the gym to work out, for the body to be at an optimal level, so you can use it to serve the Lord. There's nothing wrong with that. See, she the type Chandra ki, Sityanganabali Subhadamarani ki, Sidhupadi ki. So to keep oneself fit, that's part of maintaining a healthy posture. That's good. But as Prabhupada said, there are some people who take certain types of drugs to bulk up, and they will just do so many strenuous exercises to build an extremely strong and very imposing looking physical body. Very, 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 very strong body. So Srila Prabhupada says, they are trying to make their bodies strong as if they're not going to die. That was a comedy, babe. As if they're not going to die. No matter what you do, this physical body would last only for so long. As a matter of fact, everybody that's born, they're born in a situation, or born into a situation, where, of course, we all know we breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. But there's a certain number of breaths that's for every living entity. And when you breathe your last breath, that's it. Life is finished. Life is finished. So, the number of breaths determine how long we stay here. That's why there are some in the Himalayas, and they go through some sort of very trained, they train themselves in how to go through this posture and also holding the breathing process, slowing it down. And so when they breathe, they don't breathe at the rate at which we breathe, probably, much slower. And so they can hold their breath, and therefore time can go longer. By the time they breathe one, we breathe maybe 10 times. So then their period of time is extended because they haven't finished the number of breaths. So they can live well over 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, depending on that. But still, we are in the material world. They are also in the material world. What is the best thing to do? Srila Prabhupada says, get out of the material world and go home back to Godhead. So these three modes of nature, we have to transcend them at the very least for a devotee. We have to stay in the mode of goodness as a matter of living our material life apart. But we have to take this spiritual life as what is the most serious, the priority. And so, how to live a spiritual life? Krishna has arranged for the bona fide spiritual master to be his representative to guide us. By the things that he says, we should hear and we should obey. And his things that he tells us are the things that Krishna wants us to be about. And so from that, then we understand how to relate to other devotees, how to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We would see the importance of hearing discussions about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And many other things, it's all put in one set of processes called the 9 processes. Now, there are some things that the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself came as Maharaj Vrishabhadeva, his incarnation. He had 100 sons. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5, there is a record of advice that he gave his sons. And those are advice, sets of advice, that would help us very much, because he was preaching to his sons. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, incarnation. The first point he told them, my dear son, you should accept a highly elevated Paramhansa, a spiritually advanced spiritual master. You should accept that. So he was telling them, and just like Krishna was telling Arjuna in the battlefield of Kshetra, you should be about this, you should not be about this, and so on. So the you can be changed to we. We should accept a spiritually advanced spiritual master so that we can get the guidance that we need, individual guidance, to serve the Lord properly and to serve the devotees properly. And Maharaj Shabadev says, by doing that, the spiritual master will help us to put our faith and love in Supreme Personality of Godhead. By his instruction, our faith would increase, and by his instruction, we will learn how to properly love the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Maharaj Shabadev went on and said, we should detest, that means hate, sense gratification. Why did he say we should detest sense gratification? Sense gratification is gratifying these material senses. And as long as we want to gratify these material senses and we think that that's the way life should be, then when it gets time for us to leave, we'll be thinking still about gratifying our senses. There's a story that my spiritual master, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, told us one time. There was this man, and he was close to death, so he was in the hospital. There was a king who had a very nice daughter, and the king knew the man. And there was a point that a sage was making to the king about how people stay so lusty. Then he challenged the king. He said, go to where this old man that's dying is. Visit him. Bring your daughter with you to go see him. So the king agreed. So he went to the place that this person is dying was at. And as soon as this dying man saw this young, beautiful lady, he was squirming, turning, and anything to try to get this girl's attention. Even though he could barely breathe, he was close to death. Still, he's seen an attractive lady, he wants to get the attention of the lady. There is something else that is kind of similar. It happened to my own sister, also with an old man. So this is, we are, my sister was really upset. My mother was upset about it. But I'll tell you, it's pretty similar to this. This old man that we knew, and he was also at the point of death. And my mother and my sister and myself, we went to, we were in that same hospital, so my mother directed us, we went to see him because he knew him. And as soon as this man saw my young, beautiful sister, he put his hand out there, like, to greet. So my sister put her hand, and she greeted him. Normally, we don't really greet like that with old men, but he put a hand out there, so she greeted him. Later on, my sister was quite upset. We go, why? And she said, that man squeezed my hand. Same thing. So, sense gratification is what keeps us here. Because if we're still attracted to sense gratification, then we have to come back and get more sense gratification. The problem is, there's still suffering in this earth. So even if you're going to get sense gratification, you cannot escape suffering. You cannot escape disease. You can escape the hard struggle for existence. Some people have jobs, and some people are unemployed, some people have good credit, some people have bad credit, and in the meantime, at any time, the weather can be horrible, and you have to put up with it. So that's not what Krishna wants us to do. Krishna really wants us going back to the spiritual world. So the Maharaj Shabadev said we should detest sense gratification, because it's going to keep us here. He also said, tolerate the duality of pleasure and pain. Pleasure and pain are here in the material world. Tolerate. Why? Because you can't change it anyway. It is life here in the material world. It's sometimes there is some relief and sometimes there is pain. Sometimes trouble happens to us. It literally blindsides us. That means that we didn't even see it coming, and all of a sudden we find ourselves in trouble. So the pleasure and pain on this here, it's like he said, look at it like the seasonal changes of summer and winter. Some people don't like it when it's too hot. Some people don't like it when it's too cold. But it happens, and then it happens only for a while, then it goes away. Therefore, pleasure and pain are like that too. They happen for a while, and then they go away. He also advised him, he says, you have to try to realize the miserable condition of living entities who are miserable even in the heavenly planets, the higher planetary systems. And you go, what? The heavenly planets? There are miserable conditions? The answer is yes. There are miserable conditions. They have material things. Their standard of living is much higher than ours. The duration of life is much longer than ours. But the same type of attitude that we have, some of them have also. Sometimes we have rivals. They also have rivals. Sometimes there's unfair competition. They also go through that. And so even at that high level, so-called other planets that are higher than the ones that are here, which is true, they are also miserable. Because it doesn't matter how much you have for material things. If somebody is envious of you and is trying to pull you down, you're going to be in a situation you're going to be quite upset. And so that problem is also in the higher planetary system. So Maharaj Sabadev says that. He also says, inquire about the truth. Philosophically inquire about the truth. The truth is, we are not these bodies. We are souls in these bodies, and we are here for a period of time, and if we take the process of spiritual life seriously, then we're going to get back home. Everything around us is going through some sort of change. Every living entity. The human body type that we have, that's the best one. That is the best one because we can understand Krishna better. And we have the opportunity to connect with him in love. Dogs don't understand that, even though they are living entities. Cats don't understand that, even though they are also living entities. Fish don't understand that. Birds don't understand that. Plants don't understand that. Other reptiles don't understand that. But human beings can understand their connection with the Lord. So that is the most important thing, how to connect. No matter what we do materially, we have to understand that the priority of our lives should be the spiritual activities. And if we have to say that until we sound like a broken record, then so be it. The most important thing, no matter what, is, no matter what else that we do, is spiritual connection, spiritual life, spiritual activities. We should hear, we should chant. Those are two main things. Chant the holy name of the Lord. Hear about the pastimes of the Lord. Hear about the things that we need to, the instructions given to us to live a proper spiritual life. So that way, when we take that into our lives, inculcate that into what we do, then we will be better people. And not only that, from service to the Lord, we will begin to feel happy. Real happiness is internal. It's not outside. It's internal. When the soul is being given the proper food in spiritual life, that's when one becomes happy. And from that, another thing that happens is that we begin to disconnect from the troubles of material life. It doesn't bother us as much anymore. The more spiritual we become, the less concerned we become about material situations that give us trouble. Now, Maharaj Shabadeva also says, we should undergo all kinds of austerities and penances. In other words, difficulties for the sake of devotional service. When we want to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have talked about loving the Lord, learning how to love Him. When we love somebody and that person has some challenge and we can help, would we say, oh, no, well, yeah, I love you, but no, this is your problem, you deal with it. No. We'll try to do our very best to help alleviate that situation. And whatever we have to go through in order to help our beloved, we will do it. So in the same way, we should undergo all kinds of austerities and penance for the sake of serving the Lord and His devotees devotionally, so that our love will also increase in quality. Do that. Now, a couple more things and then we'll stop. Maharaj Shabadeva said, listen to discussions about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's a very easy way to remember the Lord. When you listen to discussions about the Lord, you're going to remember the Lord. And remembering the Lord is a very important aspect of our lives, because when it gets time for us to leave this world and we remember the Lord, we think about the Lord a good bit of our life, then when that time comes, guess who we'll be thinking about? We'll be thinking about God then. And Krishna says, you think about me, you come to my abode. And the abode is the spiritual world away from all the problems that we face here. And the last point, always associate with devotees. Very important point. Always associate with devotees. Why? Well, now, non-devotees are not going to tell you about Krishna. If you want to remember Krishna and you're among people who are non-devotees, how are you going to remember Krishna? They will always be talking about everything else but Krishna. So when you associate with devotees, devotees talk about Krishna. And you can talk about Krishna with them. And those conversations will be wonderful and very much elevating to both of you. So always associate. He said always, not part of the time. Always associate with devotees. So your best friends actually should be devotees. Your best friends should be devotees because they are the ones that talk about Krishna, so you can remember Krishna, and they're the ones that will can help you when it comes time to leave. By coming to where you are and chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So, are there any questions or comments or takeaways? The main point here is we want to avoid material things. We change our lives by adopting spiritual lives, and the instructions given by Maharaj Shabadeva, when we take those into consideration, then we will become better and better devotees and become happier too. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for having class and all Krishna's the reminding us not to be so happy in this temporary home. Thank you. Would like to ask a question of how, you know, we've heard how things are so temporary, everything is, even the happiness is temporary. How can we change our consciousness from temporary happiness and learning or understanding what is real happiness, the permanent happiness?
Temporary happiness is material happiness. And even though temporary happiness is supposed to be material happiness, Srila Prabhupada has a bit of another definition for material happiness. What we call happiness material is our being able to counteract the problems that material energy gives us. Let's face it. If you come to this particular country, there are so many machines that help do things for you. And you say, okay, well, maybe my country, for those in the majority of us actually from other countries that came here, or if you travel to other countries not advanced like the United States, you will realize that there are some things that you live materially that the United States provides, but those countries don't have that. They don't. So that is, but if you look at those, you think, oh yeah, it's an advanced country materially, but actually all that advanced countries do is to do a better job at counteracting the problems that we face in the material world. When you think about it, that's all that it is. Everything else that they do actually makes life more difficult for the physical body. The sense gratification, they go drinking, what does that do? It ruins the body. So they don't really know what real happiness is. So material happiness is at best counteracting the situations of difficulty that the material nature puts on us. That's what we call happiness. Spiritual happiness is to connect the soul to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the activities to do that are explained by Krishna and explained in Bhagavad Gita. It's explained by the spiritual master. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, approach the spiritual master and inquire from him. If you have questions, you can ask him. Serve him. And when he is satisfied, he will impart so much knowledge to you because they know the truth. So when you go to the spiritual master, or hear from the spiritual master, because these days there are lectures that you can just simply hear on the internet or YouTube or some other place. And take notes, make note of it, and live your life according to that. After doing that for a while, you begin to realize that there's less pain or connection with material things. Even some things that you used to, you think you liked, in material energy, you begin to not be so crazy about them anymore. And now when you begin to chant and you begin to hear and associate with devotees, you feel happy. That is spiritual happiness. And the ultimate will be when we go back to Godhead, because everything is provided. Seriously, everything is provided. Your physical body is not there anymore. The soul, which is the real we, expands. We have our original form. And we serve in love. And Krishna provides everything. Krishna has provided everything in the material world too, but you have to work for it. That's the difference. In the spiritual world, it's all provided. You don't have to work for it. You do not. Hare Krishna. Thank you for the question. Any other questions or comments? Shri Prabhupada ki, Rantra Shrimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hare Hare.